Okay, so this is September 14th, and the topic this month is joy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I hope you're as excited as I am that we're all together again. We had so much time off and not, people not coming and so forth, that it gets a little scary and I get rusty. I might not be able to talk. But the reason why I get so excited, you know, I need this as much as you do. You're always teaching what you need to know. We're always teaching what we need to know. I need to know all this stuff. That's why I like this class. Because I learn from it. Now, what did I want to, before we get into the topic of joy and saying thank you to all you people, I wanted to know if anyone knows what the Jubilee year is going to be for the Catholic Church. The Jubilee year is going to be mercy. It's going to be all about mercy. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful topic. And I want to see if we can compare this type of philosophy, this type of teaching with Catholicism. The Pope has decided that this coming year will be mercy. So he's forgiving all the ladies who had abortions. He's forgiving them. I think that's a wonderful gesture. Now, how far back it goes, I don't know if it goes from day one or just for the year or what, but at least he's making an effort here. He's doing something. I have a friend who had an abortion and it's upset her for absolute years, and it's made a horrible mark on her life. You know, I'm not for or against abortion. Everyone should make up their own mind on that. But because we live in this culture, you get punished very severely for doing things like that. Is it right? Is it wrong? I have no idea. But to forgive your own self, to wait all these years. Now, she had, my friend, that's got to be 20 more years ago. She's been waiting for 20 years to be forgiven, to have absolution and so forth, so that she can get rid of the shame and guilt she feels around this thing. That's a long time. Now, she's, of course, is Catholic, and she thinks that's quite all right that the Pope, you know. We don't have that in this teaching, people. You have to forgive yourself. You don't wait for the Pope to forgive you. And you never wait for God to forgive you, because God never condemned you in any way, shape, or form. You know, God, about abortions and so forth, what do I think God is for it or against it? I have no idea, and I won't even speculate on that. But the thing is, if that happens in people's lives, or any bad thing that happens in your life, or what you think is bad and so forth, you have to sit down and forgive yourself. If you're waiting around for somebody to forgive you, you may go to your grave still wanting to be forgiven. So, now, what's the next thing about this with my friend? She said, well, I won't go to my parish. I'll go outside where they don't know me. So here again, it's still a stigma of some sort, you know. If you can't go to your own church for forgiveness, you can go to some other church where they don't know me, so that no one knows that this happened to me. See? Forgive yourself. This teaching is the whole idea, is to take control of your own life and know that you are the God in your life, and that you can decide to forgive yourself. You don't have to wait for the church. You don't have to wait for God. You don't have to wait for the Pope or any of these people. You have to do that on your own, and you have to see it differently in your life. The reason why it's such a stigma is because of our society that we live in. And of course, it's a stigma in the Catholic Church because it's a mortal sin, I believe. You know, and that's, you don't fool around with a mortal sin, you see. So sound. Any. So, but I think it's nice that this new Pope, Pope Francis, is doing something. I would say that it's too little, too late, but at least he's trying, and he's doing where he can stretch it. As far as he can stretch it, he's going to stretch the rules and regulations of the Catholic Church. But those rules and regulations have been put on there so many hundreds of years ago. Those people have a very hard time thinking out of that system. You know, they hit the ceiling all the time. They put themselves into a box. Many priests are metaphysicians, but they're in the closet. They cannot bring it out to the public. Who's the other one that does this? That Joel Osteen. He's a closeted metaphysician, but he cloaks the whole thing in Christianity. I picked up a book, I'd never read anything about this, and I wanted to read it. It's very metaphysical, but you have to read past the thing where he says you must gain the favor of God. You don't have to gain the favor of God. That's a given, people.
Always have it.
Always have it. You're not gaining favor with God. If I do this, God will like me more. God likes you 100,000%. Are you hockey or baseball, basketball, or something?
No, I'll survive with community relations. So what group are you guys with? Because there's, a conflict in scheduling with the community room.
This is the liaison. So they'll figure it out. So anyway, there are so many metaphysicians out there, but they're in the closet because they can't think past all the dogma that's in these religions, you see. And those dogmas have been set up for hundreds of years. Well, in the Catholic Church, for thousands of years. So it's very hard to change, you know, and to say something's different. In my lifetime, when the Catholic Church was doing that, whatever it's called, Vatican II or something, and they said, well, now it's okay, you can eat meat on Friday. Well, I wasn't Catholic, but we grew up knowing that Catholics ate fish on Friday, and now that's gone. So what I'm trying to point out here is you go by these rules and regulations of somebody else, and you think, oh, I'm obeying all these rules, so I must be good. But it's not good for you. You see, you have to think for yourself. This is the only teaching I know that allows you to think for yourself. In this teaching, we never tell you what to think. We teach you how to think correctly. How to think correctly. So that you don't fall into all these situations that the rest of the world is falling into. Because they think, oh, well, I have to obey the Pope, or I have to obey the something of Canterbury, whatever his name is. You have to, but you don't have to, people. You have to be your own self. And you have to think of this universe or this thing called God your way. Any way you think of it, it's right. It doesn't have to match anybody else's thinking. You see? And that's what makes it different, this teaching, from any other teaching, any other religion. You are your own source. You're your own supply. It's your mind that is causing everything. And this is the teaching. And this is what we teach all the time. It's all about mind. There's nothing outside of mind. Now, people give it all kinds of names. They call this intelligence, this wisdom, or this life force that's going through everything. If you want to call it God, feel free. But you can call it anything you want. The main thing is to know that something is working there. That there is something going on in the universe, you see. And that's where we're going to be able to get to that idea that there's always more than the eye sees. You see? Always more out there. But you have to start to see that. You have to start to do that for your own self. So that's the difference between organized religion and this teaching. This teaching, people want to make it organized. Ernest Holmes said this teaching is open at the top. And as soon as he said that, people wanted to start putting a lid on it, a cap on it. But the whole idea of evolution, the whole idea of the world itself, is to expand, is to think of something new, to get into something different all the time. And because there's too much out there. We say with God all things are possible, and it is absolutely true. But you cannot give your life away to something. You cannot give your life away to this teaching. You cannot give your life away to any of the brand name religions, or even the ones that aren't brand name religions. You have to do it for yourself. You have to start to think, aha, I see God everywhere. I see the universe working everywhere. I understand that we're all connected, that things are working for us all the time. You see, we have to do that. We don't do that so much because this world teaches separation. This teaching never teaches separation. It teaches unity. And it teaches you that good is everywhere. And that good is always coming to you. Your good is there. And it is coming to you. You must allow it to come to you instead of waiting. Well, now my friend, of course, as soon as she gets absolution for the abortion, now will her mind work differently? Because she's forgiven, you see? But you can forgive your own self. You don't wait 20 years for the Pope to make up his mind to forgive you. And then I'd like to know what happens to the other, 100 years ago people did that. Are they still punished, you see? So it's very fickle, is what I'm trying to say. Religion is absolutely fickle, because one day it's okay, the next day it's not okay. It changes constantly. And we don't, in this teaching, it doesn't change, because we're only talking about mind, and we're always talking about your mind, not my mind.